Tim Stearns. He's the owner and president of TJ Stearns Financial Planning, tjstearns.com. Tim, how you doing, my friend?
Great, John. We are, you know, certified financial planners that help people get through 30-year plus retirement.
And you've been doing this for 30 plus years, right?
31 years.
Got some gray hairs. That's what I like to see in a financial certified financial planner, though, right?
Well, some of that has to do with having three boys, but yes, legitimately 31 years in the business. You know, this is what we do. We don't do anything else, but we help people get through it.
You're a family guy. You've raised a family in this area.
That's right.
At the same age as a lot of our WGN radio listeners, the same struggles and worries and concerns, and I imagine that is what sets you apart sometimes from other folks that people might work with. You kind of get the struggle of a middle-class family from Chicago in the Chicago suburbs.
Yes, born and raised 53 years in Arlington Heights. I see people going through it, and I know that, you know, my parents taught me, you know, take care of people. And, you know, a lot of these people that I hear on commercials on this very radio station are all about, you got to have so much to get, you know, to be a minimum that they're going to take as a client. We're just trying to help nice people, you know, get through whatever the quandary that they're having.
Yeah. And look, there's different business models that work for different folks. And some folks want a minimum. You always say, just be a nice person. I always liked that when you told me that the very first time we met. That means that someone can call you at the start of the journey, the middle of the journey, the end of the journey.
Sure.
And anywhere along there, you're able to offer some help for them. Let's just, I think, break down two people here, like a money manager versus a certified financial planner. Explain what it is that you at your shop do differently as a CFP than maybe some of the things that other people talk to about.
Well, what we're running into from people from your show and the classes that I teach, my retirement classes and our tax seminars, mm-hmm. is that, you know, people are coming in and saying, you know, my other advisor doesn't advise us on Social Security, Medicare, estate planning. You know, and I think that's where we differentiate ourselves. We basically do everything from soup to nuts because we need to make sure that they're taken care of, even as a quote unquote a smaller area, property and casualty insurance. Mm-hmm. You know, we make sure that people are done the right way with what their problems are. You know, with this in April, that downward swoon that we saw in the stock market, you know, there was no answer for it with a lot of people, and they're worried about, you know, getting through retirement, paying the bills, and making sure that they have an income. And that's what we help them do, including taxes and estate planning and all that.
One of the things I often ask you is whether it was the turmoil with Middle East issues and that sent the markets going down and up, or the tariff concerns that sent the market going way down and then way up,
right.
is do you get calls daily from some of the people that you work with going, what the heck is going on? And I'm always surprised when you say, you don't get a lot of calls. Why?
We don't, because we do a protect and grow blueprint. That's our proprietary plan for them, so that they know that we're active managers. We're not just sitting back, relaxed, waiting for the next thing to drop on them. You know, and we've done a plan, and we know how we're going to get there. You know, and are there bumps in the road? Sure, but our plans are dynamic.
I have always thought the plan to retirement, and I'm sure I'm not alone in this, is I want to stack up a pile of money over here, and I want that to grow, and I keep on doing that. And then when I'm retired, I'm going to start, instead of taking money and putting it on the top of that pile, now I'm going to take money off the end of that pile, and hopefully that pile lasts me until I am 6 feet under that pile. That is not a plan.
No, it is not.
Why not?
Because you want to, you know, make sure that you, knowing if you have, let's say, $5 million or if you have $1 million, it's all about income. If I retire in the month of August, on September 15th, where does that next check come from? Mm-hmm. That's what every baby boomer is worried about. And their number one worry is running out of money. And what we do is we make sure that we plan it out 30 plus years so that if they are married, that the spouse is taken care of if, God forbid, something happens. And again, that's why our plans are dynamic.
Where's the income coming from? Well, it's coming from me taking it off the top of the pile, isn't it?
Right. But the problem with that is, you know, my parents always taught me how to save money. But, you know, to this minute, my mom's 95 years old. I've never talked to her about how they decumulate it. But my dad had a pension. My mom has a pension as well. You know, 15% of society has that now. So the 85% that I work with are so nervous about running out of money. Protect and grow. You know, we want to make sure that some of the money is protected. We want to grow some of it because, you know, you have to make sure that the silent thief doesn't take all your money, that being inflation. So we are always, you know, trying to make sure that we have the bills being paid. And then, of course, money left over to do things that you've never got to do because you were working back then.
I know a lot of people are scared when they hear the word annuity.
Yeah.
I think there's been bad annuities in the past, and those should continue to be talked about and warned away from.
Sure.
But when you talk about building income in retirement, some of the tools you use have to be annuities as part of that, right? Is that part of the equation?
100%. I mean, it depends if what people want. But, I mean, an annuity, my wife and I own one. You know, I'm not afraid of them. There are good and bad ones. I agree with that. But, you know, if you know what you're getting yourself into, you know, I always go back to a postal worker that we work with. And she said, you know what I love about my pension is every month I can spend the money and they fill it up next month. Jen and I will never know that. You know, that feeling. So I want to make sure that if I have an annuity, I will have that feeling. So I created my own.
Right. And it's not a one size fits all approach. No. It's also not 100% one thing or the other. You're working with a bunch of different tools. You are not an annuity salesperson. You're a certified financial planner. And those are key differences.
As a fiduciary, we will build an annuity into it if needed. But, you know, we also take care of, you know, we stocks, bonds, everything like that. We're able to make sure that our clients are fully diversified.
You have all the tools in the tool chest.
And that is correct.
Use the right ones. Okay. Where can people reach you at?
1-800-640-2256. That's 1-800-640-2256.
We were chatting about annuities in the last segment. And as I would expect, we start getting text, Tim, about annuities.
Sure.
But I think people do, rightfully so, have their guard up sometimes when they hear that word because there's a long history of bad ones. And there probably are still some bad ones out there. But what you work with, and again, annuities is just a small part of the plan you give people.
Absolutely.
And you don't have to do it.
No.
You told me something shocking during the break about annuities of the past. You can refinance them?
Yes, what I'm talking about is if you have an old annuity that is not really earning anything, like my wife Jen and I just did, you can basically refinance them because in my 31 years we've never had higher interest rates, and when there's, you know, the great time to invest, a bad time to be buying a house, right, when interest rates are high. But I'm saying that what Jen and I did is I got us into a better rate, and we can earn more, and everything about it was better than what I used to have.
Yeah.
So it's not unlike refinancing a mortgage.
So if someone is just starting at that point, maybe they have an annuity, they're thinking of a reason to call you, maybe they think they have a plan together,
sure,
but they have an annuity that's not earning, that alone can be a reason to give you a ring.
Exactly. We are taking those calls all the time from people after I'm on your show or, you know, after I teach a class.
800-640-2256, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that some of the sales tactics or the marketing around you can't lose, no possible way.
Right.
And while that may be true in annuity, let's level with people what it is. You may not get the huge gains in certain years. They might be a little bit more muted.
Yes.
But that's the trade-off you get,
right,
for a lifetime of some income.
For example, if we're saying protect and grow blueprint, protect would be maybe an annuity. It doesn't have to be.
Mm-hmm.
There are other items that we have if people are totally anti-annuity. And then the grow part would be us having them in actively managed funds that are having daily stop losses or a floor before that will stay in the market. We will get out. There's different ways to do this. But at the end of the day, our plans are all dynamic.
Part of the blueprint, I imagine, is the transition from your working years to your retirement years.
Yep.
But it's probably not a light switch that you flip on and off, right? You have to, whether it's investing or the tax plans or the legacy planning, it's probably an evolution as you go through the 5-6 years of before retirement and into retirement, right?
Exactly. And what I'm finding is with the markets, you know, going up and down so volatile in the last 6 months, a lot of people are coming to us because they want, number one, something guaranteed like an annuity. Number two, they want a plan. 9 out of 10 baby boomers want a plan, and about 10% of them have one.
Mm-hmm.
So they
wait, say that again. How many want one?
9 out of 10.
And how many have one?
1 out of 10.
That's a little gap we got to close.
Exactly.
Okay. So things like taxes, that's an important part of the conversation, isn't it?
Yes. And I find that other money advisors, you know, they're basically glorified financial planners because they're saying, yeah, I'm going to take care of you over here, but we're not going to talk to you about your taxes. We're not going to help you with Medicare, Social Security, health care, or legacy planning. We're just going to do this, and we're going to tell you when the market goes down, don't worry, it comes back.
Right. They're focusing on that pile.
Yeah.
A pile of money. Not right. realizing
There's
that
so
it's
so much more.
Yeah, and I mentioned earlier that the pile of money is me taking my hands and taking money off the top. I did forget about Uncle Sam's hands. He wants a little of that, doesn't he?
Well, it's funny, when we ask people in our classes, you know, what is your number one bill going to be in retirement, everyone says healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not. It's actually taxes, because in 1983, baby boomers were introduced to a thing called a 401k, and they have put all of their money in there.
Right.
And Uncle Sam has never touched it. And they have a plan for your dollar just like you do.
So Uncle Sam is one for one. They've got a plan.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think that some of the wording or the messaging around 401ks, look, great vehicles to grow a lot of money in, right? Yep. I think people hear that it's pre-tax, and maybe they think that they're done with taxes on it. I think most listeners here know that you're not, but there are vehicles, whether it's Roths or other things that exist now, or maybe when you get to a certain age, that you can mitigate that a bit, right?
Exactly. And I tell anyone, my two sons are out in the working world, I tell them, go into your Roth 401k. You will never pay taxes on that again. And I give the analogy to anyone who's listening out there. Do you want to pay on the seed or the crop of money?
Yeah.
And that just makes sense.
It's kind of astronomical. You've broken down the numbers before on how much people will pay in taxes. People themselves or their spouse or perhaps their kids on their 401ks that exist and move through time. It's astronomical. What you pay over time versus what you could maybe pay in the short term to get rid of those taxes.
Right. And if you're already down the path like a baby boomer, you know, that's one of the things that we offer to people, you know, and I always give this analogy, John, that if I was walking on the street and I asked you how much your 401k is worth, you could probably tell me within $10,000.
Yep.
But I've asked you what the taxes will be over your retirement lifetime with your spouse. You'd look at me like a deer in headlights.
Like I'm doing right now?
Exactly.
Yeah, I have no idea.
We have the wherewithal to give a report to people if they want to know what their tax bill is going to be versus if they start to do 401k Roths or Roth conversions. You know, give us a call at 800-640-2256 and we'll run that report for them for free.
I mean, that alone, knowing what I might pay in taxes on my 401k, that might alone be worth a phone call, and then we can go to broader conversations from there. 800-640-2256, tjstearns.com.
Thank you.